By 2070, extreme heat and humidity will make vast regions of our planet uninhabitable for 3.5 billion people. This isn't speculation. It's already unfolding. The Greenland ice sheet approaches a tipping point. 28 trillion tons of land ice have vanished in just 25 years. Sea levels will rise at least 2 meters by century's end, eventually reaching 10 meters as ice sheets collapse. A wide equatorial belt will experience intolerable heat stress, while expanding deserts stretch from the Sahara through southern Europe. What makes this crisis particularly insidious is how climate change multiplies every other problem. Heat proves more deadly than fire, despite its less dramatic appearance. The world now experiences twice as many days over 50 C than 30 years ago. When combined with humidity, heat becomes especially lethal. Sweat can't evaporate to cool the body. At wet bulb temperatures above 35 C, even fit people die within hours, a threshold already briefly crossed along the Persian Gulf and in river valleys of India and Pakistan. By century's end, simply going outside for a few hours in parts of India and eastern China will result in death even for the fittest humans. Migration isn't a modern crisis. It's our evolutionary solution. Though borders and national identities make migration seem abnormal today, these constraints are a recent anomaly, spanning just a few centuries. What truly set humans apart was our unprecedented ability to migrate, not just ourselves, but resources and information across vast networks. By creating social networks strong enough for resource exchange, evidenced by archaeological findings of obsidian and shells hundreds of miles from their sources, our ancestors could migrate further than any other species. Unlike specialized species adapted to specific environments, humans evolved as generalists. This was only possible through our highly adaptive brains and hypersocial cooperation, allowing us to modify environments through tools and adapt ourselves through learned skills and cultural practices. Our extended families often span group boundaries through marriage and alliance building, creating networks of relatedness that facilitate cooperation rather than hostility. This unique combination enabled humans to develop the most extensive geographic range of any mammal species, adapting to environments from Arctic tundra to tropical rainforests. Migration has distributed not only our genes, but also cultural practices, technologies, and innovations globally. In just 200 years, our population exploded from 1 billion to nearly 8 billion, an evolutionary success largely due to migration. Yet while 14% of the global population were international migrants in the late 19th century, today only 3% are, yet they contribute 10% of global GDP. Economics calculate removing borders could increase global GDP by 100 to 150%, adding at least $90 trillion annually. Anti-immigration arguments often rest on notions of pure national identity that determine who belongs. This tribal thinking has evolutionary roots, but it ignores reality. Migrants improve economies both in destination countries and in their countries of origin. U.S. counties that received more immigrants between 1860 to 1920 showed 57% higher manufacturing output by 1930 and 20% higher average incomes even in 2000. Studies consistently show that even large waves of low-skilled migrants have no negative impact on native wages or employment. Border control to keep foreigners out is surprisingly recent. Historically, states worried more about preventing people from leaving than arriving. Only with industrialization did modern nation-states emerge, defined by national identity. In 1800, barely anyone in France considered themselves French. By 1900, everyone did. Nation-states are artificial constructs built on the myth that the world consists of distinct, homogeneous groups occupying separate territories. North of the 45N parallel will become the century's booming haven, representing 15% of the planet's area, but 29% of ice-free land. This region is entering the optimum climate for human productivity, with mean temperatures around 13 C. The Great Lakes region will see massive migration influxes. Alaska appears to be the best future location in the United States, By 2047, it could experience temperatures similar to today's Florida. Global warming has already boosted Sweden's GDP by 25% while harming tropical economies. India's GDP has lagged by 31%, Nigeria's by 29%. Russia stands to gain significantly, potentially seeing 4.2 million square kilometers of newly arable farmland. By 2080, more than half of Siberia's permafrost will have thawed, transforming territories from absolute extreme to fairly favorable for civilization. Successfully relocating hundreds of millions requires international land purchases with compensation, new forms of citizenship, caretaker states managing vulnerable regions, or charter cities, territories operating under different rules than their surrounding jurisdiction. A viable approach might involve vulnerable nations like Bangladesh or the Maldives purchasing or renting land within larger countries like Canada or Greenland for 99-year periods, creating new models of sovereignty adapted to climate realities. The most successful migrant cities are dense but not too high, featuring 4 to 6 story blocks with street access, clustered near essential services with excellent transport links. Spain offers a remarkable case study. From 2000 to 2009, Spain's foreign-born population quadrupled to 14% without significant anti-migrant backlash. Their comprehensive approach included making employed undocumented migrants legal tax-paying residents and investing $2 billion in education, housing, employment assistance, and social services. Cities must adapt to accommodate millions of newcomers while ensuring environmental resilience. Innovative solutions are emerging worldwide. Rain gardens in London and New Orleans, China's sponge cities with marsh zones and underground storage tanks, Barcelona's water-absorbing road surfaces. Heat management is becoming critical, with cooling already consuming 20% of global energy. Solutions include strategic water features. Athens' Omonia Square fountain reduces temperatures by 4°C, rooftop gardens, and white-painted surfaces that can reduce indoor temperatures by 7°C. Housing affordability remains a critical barrier. Restrictive zoning laws prevent higher-density housing in well-connected areas where it's most needed. Successful migrant cities require intensity, mixed-use neighborhoods where residential, commercial, and light industrial uses coexist, creating vibrant, opportunity-rich environments that foster the networking and social capital essential for newcomers to thrive. We face a choice between catastrophe and transformation. Climate-driven migrations will flow from equatorial and low-lying regions toward temperate zones, an opportunity for historical justice, where nations that benefited from fossil fuel development can offer sanctuary to those most impacted. Success requires reimagining borders as bridges, developing anticipatory policies, and recognizing diversity as strength. COVID-19 proved humanity's capacity for rapid adaptation when facing existential threats. We have the knowledge, resources, and technology. We lack only the political will to embrace migration as solution rather than crisis. Our ancestors survived ice ages and droughts through one strategy. They moved. We carry that adaptive genius in our DNA, the restless creativity that allowed us to inhabit every corner of this planet. The question isn't whether billions will migrate, it's whether we'll plan intelligently or resist catastrophically. We can build a world where movement meets welcome rather than walls, where climate refugees are pioneers rather than problems. But the window is closing. The Great Migration has already begun.